What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Looking to improve your diet in the new year? Try seeing a personal dietitian with Nourish. Nourish has hundreds of dietitians who specialize in a variety of health concerns, including weight loss, gut health, and more. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans. 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Find your personal dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Roses are red, violets are blue. When the zoo calls your man, he better pick you. It's the War of the Roses on C-104.
All right, so we welcome Haley to the show. Hello.
Hello.
So who are we putting to the test today?
My boyfriend, Cameron.
Right. And now he's not just your boyfriend, but he's also your roommate, right?
Yeah, we live together.
Okay, living in sin. I like it. So why are we putting Cameron to the test today?
So a while ago, I found out that he was talking to his ex because somebody saw them together at the Ocean View Parade. But he said he just, like, accidentally ran into her out there, which I guess is possible.
Well, I mean, it was pretty packed. Like, I was out there and it was slammed. But now that's not the end of this story. Talk about the Instagram thing.
Right. So Cameron's a realtor and he has two Instagram accounts. So he has like one for his personal account for himself. And then he's got one that's specifically for his business. And like that makes complete sense. He's always putting pictures of houses and bedrooms and kitchens and like stuff like that.
Right. Like, I imagine if you're in real estate, Instagram is a great tool.
Exactly. It is. But here's where things got kind of sketchy. Like, so a couple of Fridays ago, we decided we weren't going to go out anywhere and we were just going to like stay in. And I guess he wanted to watch like a basketball game or something. So we like ordered DoorDash. And when the order came, he ran down to get it. And while he was at the door, his phone buzzed. And it was a DM from his ex-girlfriend. And like, it just, I don't know, it just rubbed me wrong. And when he got back, I asked him, I was like, why is your ex DMing you? And he had this completely shocked look on his face. So he grabs his phone and he's like, she didn't DM me. Here, look for yourself. And he hands me his phone and there's no messages. So I'm like really confused. I was like, huh, I swear I saw a message or, you know, whatever. And so then later on, we're getting ready for bed and he says to me, oh, you know what? She did send me a message, but it was to my realtor account. She went out finding a new place and I told her I'd help.
Okay, so she did DM him, just not to his personal account. She sent the message to his business account then.
Yeah, I guess.
Okay.
But doesn't that actually make you kind of feel better, though? I mean, if she DM'd him through his business account, it's because she wants to keep things all business, I would think. I actually feel it would be worse if she DM'd him on his personal account, no?
I mean, I'd prefer if she didn't DM him at all.
So you think maybe they've been talking using the business Instagram as like a kind of a front for chatting because they kind of have sort of a cover for everything?
I don't know. It just got me freaking out a little, to be honest.
Yeah, I gotcha. The women's intuition is going off. See, this is like a perfect opportunity for War of the Roses, if you ask me. If it's really all business with his ex, you're going to know right away. But if it's more than business and he's like still working on more than just finding her new place, you'll definitely know that too. What is his ex's name, by the way? I don't think you ever said it.
It's Becca.
Becca, okay. Sounds like a dirty tramp. All right, so let's run War of the Roses on Cameron, and then we'll see if her name comes up. Now, a couple things to get out of the way. First of all, are you okay with all this going on the air?
Yeah, that's fine.
All right, super. Second thing, do not, under any circumstances, jump into the conversation before he fills out the card. If that happens, we get 500 people texting us in all caps yelling at us. So please, for the love of Jesus, let him fill out the card first, okay?
Okay.
All right. Dialing at random.
Hello?
Hi there. I'm calling to speak with Cameron, please.
Yes, Cameron.
Hi, Cameron. I'm Natalie, and I'm calling from the Visa Rewards Program. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much for asking. So listen, the reason I was calling, I wanted to let you know that we started this brand new promotion this year as a thank you to our customers, and we draw a bunch of names every month to win prizes. And this month, you, my friend, were one of our winners. So congrats.
Thank you. I'm a winner. What did I win?
Well, that's the reason why I was calling. Do you have a few spare minutes for me to tell you about your prize?
Sure. Yeah, definitely.
Okay, great. So, like I said, every month we give away a different prize, and this month the prize is flowers. So it's a beautiful bouquet of long-stem red roses. And obviously, I'm calling because we've noticed a lot of the guys who won the flowers don't really want them. Not surprised, like I said. And they've asked if we could send them to their wife or girlfriend instead, which I'm so happy to do. So I wanted to ask you, do you want the flowers or do you want me to send them to somebody else for you?
Wow. So flowers. I really don't think I need any flowers. Is that the only option or is just the flowers?
You know, I'm really sorry. I'm afraid it is. It's just the flowers. But like I said, if you don't want them, maybe we can send them, you know, to somebody for you as a gift. Like maybe your wife or girlfriend, someone you've been like, you know, had your eye on for a while.
Okay. Yeah, that's actually not a bad idea. Let's do that.
Okay, perfect. So the first thing I need is the name of the person you want me to send them to. First and last name.
Okay, the first name is Rebecca. The last name is and that's with two R's.
Okay, got it. And I'll get the address from you in just a sec. But before I do that, the flowers are going to come with a note. So what message did you want us to print on there? It can say anything you want as long as it's under 180 characters.
Okay. What message do I want? Okay, just put down, I know it's not fair of me to ask you to wait, but it won't be long.
Oh, wow. That kind of sounds like a soap opera or something.
Yeah, it's pretty much what my life is.
So what exactly is she supposed to be waiting for, huh? For you to break up with me? Is that what she's supposed to be waiting for? Cameron.
Yeah?
What is this girl supposed to be waiting for?
I'm sorry. I have no idea what's going on right now.
Hey, Cameron, listen, this isn't actually the Visa Rewards program. This is actually the Z Morning Zoo radio show on Z104. Right now, you're on War of the Roses. Your girlfriend, Haley, asked us to put you to this little test to see who you might send flowers to. And it sounds like you picked your ex for some reason. Am I right?
I picked a friend of mine.
No, you picked your ex-girlfriend.
Yeah, but I mean, we're still friends.
Okay, but what did you mean with that message? What do you exactly want her to, quote-unquote, wait for?
Well, I work in real estate, and I told her that I was going to find her a perfect house. But, you know, right now, as you guys probably know, the market is pretty tight, so I just wanted her to know that I was still looking and stuff. Like,
So your whole message about hang in there and wait, that was about you helping her find a house then?
Yeah, absolutely.
But why did you feel it was necessary to send flowers, though? Couldn't you just send her an email or something instead?
I mean, I thought it would be a nice gesture, like, just to let her know, not to, like, give up hope. Like, that's
okay. Huh. I'm not sure what to believe now.
Well, definitely not him. That's the biggest load of BS, if you ask me.
Hey, Haley, what do you think?
I don't see any excuse why you have, like, why would you send free flowers to send to her? Like, you would choose your ex over the woman you're in a relationship with and sleep next to every night.
Like, we haven't done this in a while, but why don't we do a quick poll? If you think the whole Cameron and his ex thing is strictly business, will you text us at 473-1045? But if you think he's straight up lying and using this as like a convenient excuse, then text us the same and let us know. 473-1045.
What is Dax, are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Do you know about the true crimes that inspired a Bruce Springsteen album? Or the murders AC/DC was blamed for? How about Taylor Swift's violent stalkers? Or the suspicious deaths of Brittany Murphy and River Phoenix? These stories and more are told in the Disgraceland podcast, hosted by me, Jake Brennan, every Tuesday, where I dive deep into subjects from the dark side of music history and entertainment. So follow and listen to Disgraceland on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.